Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Representative Christine Watkins, who is up on Utah's Capitol Hill as the session of the Utah State Legislature is now underway. Representative Watkins, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks as always for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I love doing it.
You know, it's always fun when the state legislature gets called into session because there's so much happening all the time. It's a hustle and bustle up there on Capitol Hill. And you and I were talking about it. It's a little bit different this go around for the start of the session.
Well, you know, the last couple of sessions, our first week, even into the second week, we would have committee meetings canceled because they didn't have bills ready. And then, of course, you get to the last 2 weeks and you're desperately trying to get some good bills passed and in through committees. And it was like, why did we not do this at the beginning? So we had a change in leadership. And because of that, when the governor snatched our House majority leader, and so we had a whole bunch of people want to run for different offices, and as they were this is the Republican side, and as they were reaching out to us and saying vote for me, amazingly enough, we were all saying the same thing: if you get elected to our leadership, we want to be started literally day one. Don't waste our time up here. We have too much to do. And we have interim meetings. We have bills ready to go. No excuse. Let's get going. And they listened to us. We had a real change in leadership because we felt like that we needed that change. And it's been so refreshing. I'm just going to tell you that. And so I was in committee meetings all last week. I have a bill that's passed on to the Senate. I have a bill that's been out of committee going on to the floor. I have another one in a committee. So things are moving, and because we get things moving and we're ready, we want leadership to be ready. So, yes, we're doing well.
Yeah, and it's a good step by leadership to take that proactive step, you know, because when you come down to the final whistle at the end of the session, it feels like there's just so much trying to be crammed through at the last second. So you're taking a little bit off of that and making the beginning of the session just a little bit more organized. Now, one of those committees that you sit on is the House. You're the House Chair of the Economic Development and Community Committee, and you've been tasked with a pretty big ordeal trying to cut 5% from organizational budgets. And that's a tall task. It's not a position I really envy. And so what does it look like, and what does it feel like as you're going into these committee hearings, trying to hear from these different organizations as you're looking at these cuts?
Well, you know, we got to listen to them during interim days, but we didn't realize this cut was coming. And even though the big, beautiful bill passed in July, we didn't realize all the ramifications that would come down on us as a state. So now we have this. And so in our committee, our staff has already suggested 5%, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on the organization and the particular program to achieve that goal. But what we said last week to everyone was, if you don't like what we've chosen to cut, then when you come to us in committee, you tell us where you can make the cuts and it does not affect you as much. And I just had an appointment with someone from DWS, and that was exactly what they were saying. We're going to come to you this week and we're going to suggest to you the cuts that we can do, and that's what we want. I had someone here talking about SNAP, which is food stamps. The average state is going to have to cut from the federal government an additional $265 million to keep their food stamps program going, because we've been so responsible in what we do here in Utah. We only have a $13 million addition that we have to now take on. So it's going to be a little bit easier for us than a whole lot of other states, but it's still a little painful. But we're working through it and trying to make sure that we can keep the really important programs going.
And, you know, that's been a theme with the state legislature over the past couple of sessions, is you guys are focusing on refining some of those expenses. You're focused on cutting. We saw it last session with the higher education strategic reinvestment that we see going on at universities across the state. And now it's kind of just expanded a little bit due to that one big beautiful bill and the ramifications that it has. How do you go about doing that? It's such a hard process, it seems, to make those cuts, because you have what feels like a pretty significant amount of power. How do you approach doing this in these committees?
Well, we have committees. We have committee members. So there's I'm the House chair. We have a Senate chair. I have a House vice chair. But we have committee members made up of House members and Senate members. So as we listen to these in our committees, these organizations come to us and say, this is what we want to cut. This is what we can do. We have a ranking system with our committee members. And so as they listen, we all listen to it, and they decide what they feel is important and stuff. We have a ranking system, and then we get together as a committee. We look at what they've rank as the most important to keep, the least important, and what we can cut. And then we meet as chairs, finalize that budget, and then we have to turn it over to the executive appropriations. And there are some things that we have no control over because they're federally funded, and like TANF. And so that money comes from the federal government. We get to use, put some programs in there, and then we're able to save them. But it is pretty complicated. We have staff that works with us, and so we have a lot of meetings. When we're up here, like this morning, I did not have committee. I've already met with two organizations, and I've met with some last week, so we're always meeting with people, and so we listen to them and think about what's really, what we feel like is the most important for the people in Utah.
And it's always interesting to hear how the government runs. It's always nice to get a peek at how that sausage is getting made. I like the different committees it has to file through, you know, all the different individuals, not just them, to the committee, to a separate committee before making those final decisions, really ensuring that the due diligence is done when it comes to these things. Now, a big thing that ends, as always, the first week of the state legislature, Governor Spencer Cox gathered all of you together and delivered his annual State of the State address. He was encouraging a return to virtue throughout the legislature, throughout the state of Utah, and throughout the country. And it was a very powerful speech, and he touched on several topics that are also going to guide a lot of what's happening in this session: cell phone use in school, housing, addiction, mental health, things like that. He spoke on a very wide range of topics.
He did, and it was such a positive speech. He told some fun stories of things that happened as recent as 75 years ago. Who knew that 75, 80 years ago, even longer, we really didn't have a great road system? Or talking about caring for people and being one of his things is just being kind and being a good person. And, you know, we have examples throughout the nation of leaders encouraging people to not be that way. And so, to me, I'm very grateful to live in Utah and to have the kind of leadership that we've always had, saying, you know, volunteer and take care of each other and be responsible in your communities. And to me, that's really important. I'm all about community. That's become my real focus, is taking care of each other and creating strong communities. Because if we have good, healthy communities, we have good, healthy families, everyone can be happy and be glad they're here.
Now, Representative Watkins, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Well, I just want you to know we are working really hard to keep our state running efficiently, effectively, and we think about everybody all the time, and I appreciate the opportunity to serve you.
Well, Representative Watkins, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Again, our guest, Representative Christine Watkins, talking about the first week of this general session of the Utah State Legislature. To follow along, visit le.utah.gov or keep your dials tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM or visit castlecountryradio.com for more Castle Country-focused interviews. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.